I'm here with the North Belfast Sinn Féin candidate and MLA, Gerry Kelly. And Gerry, this week we had an announcement of a pact here in North Belfast. Just your initial reaction to that when you heard the news on St Patrick's Day?
Well, I suppose it's one of a number. Actually, in my opinion, it's a two-pack thing. It's to do with East Belfast and North Belfast. I think the UUP were nowhere in the negotiation. The DUP took them in and spat them out. I mean, what the UUP is getting out of this is beyond me. But that's, I suppose that's an aside. In terms of North Belfast, that's why they wanted the pact. We were getting closer to taking the seat. We came within roughly 2,000 votes the last time. I think this was the year, this is the year that we have to take it. I'm trying to remember last time. I think the unionists may have got about 2,000 votes as well. You have to work out, are all the unionists, that's the UUP voters, going to vote for the DUP?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Are we still in with a strong hand? I think so. The dynamics, the demographics have changed here.
Yeah.
In the census figures, I think it's 45.9% is nationalist and 45.3% is unionist. That's close.
Yeah.
We're marginally ahead, at least potentially. I think if we can get the strong vote out, then we can take the seat. So we're still in the game. We're still ready for it. We called on the SDLP to align with us, to put forward a single candidate. I mean, to be frank about it, Alban McGuinness's vote has diminished and the SDLP's vote has diminished over the last 15 elections.
Why do you think they haven't done it? Well, why do you think Alban McGuinness and Alistair MacDonald, the SDLP leadership, haven't stepped aside and endorsed yourself?
I suppose I think it's because in the three seats where the SDLP are appealing to a nationalist vote but also a unionist vote, which is in South Down, South Belfast and in Foyle, you notice there is no pact. So I think Conor Murphy called them the silent partners in this. I wonder how silent they were. I think that's what it's about. Alban McGuinness knows he has no chance of taking this seat. I mean, both myself and Carl Nick Killen separately poll better than him and have done for a considerable time. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I don't think he's any notion of this.
Yeah.
When he calls this, I mean, it's worth talking this thing out about, you know, he calls it sectarian. And I say it to him directly. I said, how is nationalist politics sectarian? If we're arguing for equality, if we're arguing for the maintenance of the partnership and power-sharing government, if we're arguing for the rights of the LGBT, the rights of everyone, gender balance, if we're arguing for what's called the New Irish, if we're arguing for the working class, for the most vulnerable, if we're doing all that, how does he describe that as sectarian?
Yeah.
I mean, I put to him, is it sectarian to vote for the Conservatives or the Labour?
Yeah.
They have different policies.
Yeah.
We have absolutely different policies from the Unionists.
Yeah.
This is a chance of maximising that progressive progressive vote.
Do you think that the seat's now realistically gone now for you to win?
That
with a single unionist candidate now it's going to be incredibly difficult?
No, I don't. I think it has been made marginally more difficult. I looked to East Belfast because East Belfast is a lesson where everybody, not a single punter, got it right about East Belfast. I think Sinn Féin and myself are known for working on the ground on a daily basis. That's what we do. I've been out canvassing. For a considerable period of time. I have to say, some of these things are hard to quantify and you would expect me to say this, but let me say this honestly. In the canvass last night and the night before, I'm getting it, especially after this notion of the pact came out. I was getting it on the door. People in the nationalist areas think that the SDLP have got it wrong. Now, I can tell you, nobody has said to me that they got it right. Not a single person. Now, that is, I have to admit, a rule of thumb. It's anecdotal. It's no call until 50 or 60 houses, but in all the houses that I call to, That's what I was getting.
One last question before I let you go. Nigel Dodds, obviously a bit more confident now, a bit more bullish now about it. Do you think that? I mean, why for you are you so incessant about getting him out of this seat? You know, why Nigel Dodds for you in particular?
Well, I'm not incessant about getting Nigel Dodds out of the seat. He happens to be the person who's in the seat. It could be anybody.
Why would it be so bad if he gets returned on Mesa?
Nigel Dodds and the DUP have led, their politics has been sectarian in the extreme. I mean, they have been involved, and you know, if you look at them in terms of parades, if you look at them in terms of their opposition to nationalist housing, if you look at them in terms of the Holy Cross dispute, mm-hmm. if you look at it in all of those things, they have never reached out to the other people in our community. Mm-hmm. I would argue that we do as an Irish Republican. There are people from unionist areas coming to my office now, and my office isn't the only office I go to. They go to the other Sinn Féin offices because we work on the ground. Mm-hmm. Their vote, we had to convince them that the working class vote, the Protestant working class vote, would also suffer mm-hmm. from these welfare cuts mm-hmm. for them to get on board with us, to face outwards towards yeah. the community. But I'm up for, whether I win the seat or not, I'm up for reaching out. We are the only party that actually has an outreach department for unionism, saying, mm-hmm. look, there's things here which we can agree on, which are to do with the most vulnerable in our society. Yeah. That's what it's about. It is Nigel Dodds. The DUP are a sectarian party. I mean, I don't think they actually make any bones about it. We obviously differ entirely on the what's called the constitutional question. That's a different issue. And we know that we disagree on that. Mm-hmm. But they are, I was going to say naturally, they are certainly in their core a conservative bunch, and watch them in their policies around all of this when they talk. Okay. They're conservatives. We're against conservatives. Our politics is to the left of them. And therefore, I think we would do more good for people in the area.
Okay, Gary Kelly, thank you.